I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The nightmare deepens as reports confirm the worst-case scenario. Assyrian Christians kidnapped by ISIS are being killed off one by one. At least 15 of the 300-plus hostages have been shot or beheaded. E3 partners Mike Dworak says the in-laws of one of their ministry partners are among the ISIS hostages. So what can you do about it?
It's not time to retreat. It's time to step into this thing by faith. We have a God who is on the throne. And he is calling Muslims out of this in record numbers. Keep praying because God is hearing, he is answering.
Meanwhile, sometimes the best way to do something is the way it's been done for thousands of years. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says they're helping you and me get back to the basics of gospel sharing through storytelling. The method is called orality, which is any form of non-written communication. And we've got a pretty good example as to how it works.
Jesus is our best model as a communicator, as a trainer, as a disciple maker. So how did he do it? Well, he told stories and parables. He created relationships and community in a way that was reproduced for 1,500 years until the church became more dependent on literacy-based communication.
And finally, when's an orphan not an orphan? Maria believes it's when sponsors help her care for her child. So many mothers have to give their kids to orphanages because they can't care for them. Maria scavenges through the dump each day to provide for her family in Guatemala. But because of orphan outreach sponsors, Maria's children are able to get an education, school supplies, a uniform, and a meal. Help these kids learn more about Jesus through a Christian education for just $36 a month. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. There's stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.